island of goats and dreams, tiny Telos in the Aegean welcomes refugees with open arms. Tucked away in a quiet corner of the Aegean, Telos is an island of crimson bougainvillea cascading over whitewashed houses, ancient stone terraces and goats, lots of goats. For years, its main claim to fame was a cave in which the remains of pygmy elephants, the last to roam Europe until around 4,000 years ago, were discovered by paleontologists. But Telos has now earned a new distinction as a place that has actively welcomed refugees fleeing the war in Syria. Islanders say their decision to embrace a dozen refugee families, around 70 people in total, offers an example to the rest of Greece, where more than 60,000 refugees from Syria, Iraq, Afghanistan, and other countries languish in limbo in camps, waiting to be granted asylum and allowed to settle in other EU countries. We think that the arrangement we have here could be a model that could be exported to the rest of Greece and the whole of Europe, Maria Kama, the mayor, said in her office in Megalochorio, the tiny capital of Telos, a village that clings to the slopes of a craggy mountain beneath a ruined castle. If a little island like ours can support 12 families, then others can do the same in proportion to their population. Bigger communities can take larger numbers. We can solve the refugee problem, the mayor told The Telegraph. Maria Kama, the mayor of Telos, has welcomed the refugee families. The number of refugees settled in Telos may seem small, but in proportion to the island's resident population, which is barely 500, it is significant. Unlike the miserable camps in other parts of Greece where refugees have nothing to do, those on Telos are becoming integrated into the fabric of daily life. Almost all the adults, aside from mothers looking after small children, have found work in hotels and restaurants, shops, the island's bakery, or as day labourers. They live in a purpose-built camp in the middle of Livadia, the island's port, where tourists eat grilled fish and tzatziki in seafront tavernas. It is hardly luxurious. Families live in porta cabins, grouped around a communal cooking area and a shower block. But trees provide splashes of shade. A fresh layer of gravel keeps down the dust, and there is plenty of room for the children to run around. Conditions are immeasurably better than in other much larger camps on Aegean islands such as Lesbos and Chios, where refugees have been stuck since crossing in boats from nearby Turkey. Those asylum seekers, many of them women and small children, are suffering ever greater levels of psychological stress and despair, according to the UN. On Telos, in contrast, the children go to Greek and English lessons and will start attending schools on the island in September. I like the lessons and playing outside and having my friends around, said Noor, an outgoing 8-year-old Syrian girl, speaking in confident Greek rather than her native Arabic.